Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Long. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
You ever see the movie Moneyball?
Yeah.
You ever see that movie? Billy Bean in The Athletics?
Yeah.
You remember in that movie, he's the general manager of that team. And he refused to have relationships with any of his players. Because it made it easier for him to get rid of and release guys and trade guys and fire guys and cut guys or whatever. And he didn't want to have relationships with any of his guys. And then the assistant is on the plane with David Justice. And Justice is like, dude, what's the deal with raising the prices on the soda machine? What are charging us for soda? Da 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 da. He's like, why doesn't he ever fly on the team plane with us or whatever else?
Yeah.
And then you obviously figured out, does that make it easier for him to cut us? And I wonder if there's some of that with Goody, where he doesn't want to have a relationship with these guys at all. He wants to keep what he's doing separate from what his decision-making process is with guys on this roster. Is that good or is that bad? I don't know, but maybe that's the philosophy.
Yeah, it's kind of what I love and hate about the guy. Again, because like we fall, like we're Packer fans, you know, and we root for a team in a small market, and we fall in love with guys like Jordy Nelson and Clay Matthews. And, you know, we're all pissed about only one Super Bowl ring. For some of these guys, no Super Bowl rings. You know, kind of wanted to win one for Julius Peppers, although it is maybe his fault that they didn't.
Charles, we'll move on.
But what I'm saying is, like, we fall in love with these guys, and then Goot makes the decision to cut them or lowball them or get rid of them. Like, I'm still mad about Devontae Adams. But at the end of the day, man, it was probably the right decision. I mean, I don't know, because I think last year they probably still win 11, 12 games if Devontae's back, and probably the relationships and the chemistry in the locker room are still good. But, like, you know, he's got to make these cutthroat decisions, and that's where he's different than, you know, a lot of these general managers. And I guess that is a good way to go about it, because then it's, you know, you don't become attached to these guys like we do. So cutting a Jordy Nelson or first saying, hey, we'll give you $1 million, you got to take a $12 million pay cut, that's not that tough, because you don't develop a relationship with this guy and you realize it's a business. Hey man, this isn't personal. You're 32 years old and we could pay $12 million less for this 23-24 year old with the speed in the hands who could actually get open and create separation. So I get what Goot's doing. I don't love it as a fan, but I understand it.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.